A group of Phoenix residents has been meeting to craft city ordinance related to trees and shade cover. The Citizen Tree and Shade Committee aims to take its recommendations to the City Council late next month. Sean Sweat is president of the Urban Phoenix Project, which is one of the groups organizing the effort, and he joins me. So, Sean, what are you trying to do with this committee?
The city has had a tree and shade master plan. The council adopted it in 2010. And there are some really low-hanging fruit in it that in the past eight years now, they haven't taken action on, and it's disappointing. So what we've done is pulled together a committee called the Citizen Tree and Shade Committee, and this is a committee that the Tree and Shade Master Plan that they approved 8 years ago actually calls for them to make, and they haven't made it yet. So we made it. It's obviously not council approved, but we're fulfilling elements of the Tree and Shade Master Plan that council hasn't done yet.
What sorts of policy initiatives are you looking at?
So the impetus for this was the shade trees that got chopped down in Renaissance Square about a month or a little over ago. The city didn't know that was going to happen. The city had no idea. In many other cities, people actually have to pull demolition permits, for lack of a better term, to chop down large trees. Austin comes to mind as one of them. The city had no idea that these trees in Renaissance Square were coming down, and it screamed for the need for us to have more protections for trees the way so many other cities do. And the Tree and Shade Master Plan calls for that, and City Council hasn't done it. So we are going to craft. We've already had one meeting, and we're going to have a couple more. We're going to craft some ordinances that put in place the protections that we see in other cities and that put in place some of the planting requirements that are needed for Phoenix, and really urge the City Council to take them seriously and enact them so that we can actually move this Tree and Shade Master Plan forward.
So are you mostly looking at the kinds of things that the master plan actually called for and the city just hasn't done? Are there new initiatives that you're looking to maybe add into that?
No, it's largely to do what the Tree and Shade Master Plan is telling everyone to do, that City Hall just hasn't been as proactive on it as we really should be, because, I mean, this is a city where shade is extremely important, more so than in many other cities.
Do your efforts focus mostly on existing trees and maybe some of the built shade environments? Are you looking to initiate more trees being planted or more shade structures being built?
We're really going to focus on trees more than engineered shade, just because a matter of scope for what this committee is going to tackle. And the answer would be both. We're going to address trees that already exist and how to protect them and how to maintain them properly, as well as new trees getting planted, making sure they have the proper soil volumes to actually live. I mean, oftentimes you'll see trees that get planted, and they're planted in places and in ways that they can't succeed in. And so you'll see them get planted for a project, and then they die a year or two later. Also making sure the trees are planted with the proper soil volumes and the right caliper sizes, and not planted with their root balls all tangled up. So we are really tackling both the preservation as well as the increase of trees.
Well, given, as you said, that this is not a city council sanctioned kind of commission, what level of optimism do you have that the kinds of things that you're going to try to get done will ultimately get done?
Well, I know that this is something that the citizens of Phoenix feel strongly about. When the trees in Renaissance Square were threatened to come down, and they eventually did, but it only took about 36 hours to get 3,000 signatures on an online petition urging them to save the trees. They ultimately, the trees were not able to be saved. There was really short notice on that action, but it just shows how important trees and shade is to Phoenicians. And I think anyone who spends any amount of time outside, particularly in the summer, but really throughout, even in December here, it's been warm enough where shade can make a big difference as to how you experience the city and how comfortable the city is for you. And I think a lot of people in the city understand that and feel that. And so I think it would behoove the City Council to listen to the citizens.
All right. Sean Sweat is president of the Urban Phoenix Project. Sean, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.